We're learning Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Beis Amud Beis, and we are starting 10 lines from the top of Daf Beis Amud Beis, Mekach U'Memkar. We're going to start right away with Moshe's Kasha, the Gemara's Kasha. Mekach U'Memkar, it says in our Mishnah, Lefi, where Papa answered, that there's two cases in our Mishnah, Metzia and Mekach U'Memkar. So Mekach U'Memkar, they're arguing, this guy says, Reuven says he sold to me, and Shimon says he sold to me. So very simple. First, let's see. Let's see who paid. We already know from the Gemara 4, they both paid, but the Gemara doesn't know that yet. Let's see who paid. And Rashi explains like this. There's a Gemara in Maseches Kedushin that says, Neman bala mekach loymar lezem echarti, v'lezem echarti. The Gemara says in Kedushin that the bala mekach is neman to say who he sold it to. But the Gemara says, the dafka if it's in your hand. If he already gave it away, then he's not believed anymore. But there's exceptions of Rashi. Rashi says that if he only took money from one of them, so then he is Neman. Because Rashi explains, the reason why you're not Neman is because he doesn't, after he took money from both of them and he sold it, it's out of his hand already, he doesn't remember who he sold it to. It's not negated to him anymore. So if he doesn't remember, he's not believed. Masha Inkin, if it's in his hand, so then he of course, then he can give it to whoever he wants. And if he doesn't have, and he only got money from one, that also is a reason to remember, because money he remembers who he got from. That he remembers already. So here, the Mara's kash is, v'lech zuzi ma nokat. Let him see who got the money from, and he believed. Mara answers, lo tricha de noka mitavayu, that he got money from both people, both Reuven and Shimon. So mechah medayte mechah v'karche. One guy gave it to medayte, one guy forced him to take it. V'lo yadano mihu medayte mihu v'karche. We don't know who gave medayte, who gave v'karche. And Rashi speaks out that it's not only that we don't know, that it's even if he knows, v'lo yadano means it's not known, and it doesn't make a difference if he knows. Even if the meicher knows who is one, he's not believed anymore. That's what Rashi says. He's not believed anymore because it's out of his hands. Once it's out of his hands and both gave money, he's not believed anymore. So therefore, we don't know who it was, the Iker person who bought it. That's the Gemara's coming out.
He can't tell us which one he did first.
He can't tell anything. He's not believed anymore to do it because he's not Ram Yaleh. He doesn't care anymore, and therefore he's not believed anymore. That's how Rashi learns the sugya. So Rashi learns the sugya is that if he took Zeus from one of them, he's Neman. If not, even though it's not in his hand. But if not, if he took money from both of them, he's not Neman. That's what Rashi learns the sugya. The Rishonim already asked, and they argue on Rashi. Tais is already over here. Tais's shita is, and Tais's shita over there, and the Masechta's condition also, the shita is, that why is the rest of the question is, why would a Meicher be Neman? He's only a 1/8. Why is he Neman? So the answer is, that if it's B'yada, he's Neman, because Amigu, he give it to whoever he wants, or say, I never sold it. So therefore, only when it's in his hand, you have Amigu. But if it's not in your hand anymore, even if you took money from one of them, you're not Neman. That's what the Rabbeinu Tam holds. That's what the Rishonim hold. So then how do you learn this Gemara? So the way Tosfos learns the Gemara here, the Gemara's Kasha is that here, let the Meicher at least be an Eid Echad. And the Halacha is that if an Eid Echad is on your side, he patters you from a Shvua. It's called Eid HaMeseyeya. He patters you from a Shvua. Here the Gemara's Kasha is, ask the Meicher who gave the money, or you can even ask him who he sold it to, and that will take off the shvua. And for the Gemara, lo yoda, he doesn't know. Or Tosfos says the Gemara says that he's not here to ask. That's the answer. He doesn't know. The Meicher himself doesn't know. If Meicher would know, taka pat the mashua. That's what Tosfos learns. Our sugya here's a big stop. And when you learn the be'ian, it's called Eidah Mesiyah. It's all shal how Eidah Mesiyah works. When a pat is from a shvua, is that like a shvua, or? It just makes you makes a tour from a shvua. What's an afgamina if you can make a gilgul shvua on that shvua? But it's a whole tumult about this. But in any case, Tosfos says that Eidah Mesiyah patters you from a shvua. Shallow what the lumdus is, but in any case, that's what comes out. That's what Tosfos learns. So we have a chalik. Rashi and Tosfos had learned the sugya. What's the nemanis? Now back to Rashi. If Eidah is not neman, what's Hakam Shan Rashi? He says Eidah is neman, and the whole problem here is he just doesn't know. But if he knew, he'd be neman. What's the pshat? So, and if he knew he would be Neman, we just said when he gets money from both of them, he doesn't really care anymore, so he's not Neman because he's not believed, he doesn't remember. But if you remember, it sounds like he'd be Neman according to Rashi. What kind of Neman is that? Say it Echad. So on that, the Rishonim answer that, I think the Rashba or the Ritva, they answer that it's as Takana the Rabbanon. It's as Takana the Rabbanon that the Baal Mekach is Neman. It's right, so in Kedushin, they see that Neman Chaya, a midwife is Neman there. And we see that there's that you could be Neman. Here the case is, Lamaisa, we don't know, or he's not believed at this point anymore to say who is Baal Karcha, who's Medaita. Zogdamar Vaita, Lame is like Bananas. Maybe our Mishnah is not like the Tana Benanos. The Benanos, Ha'imer, Kesed Eva Yelwon Deshua Shav. There's a story over there, Masechta Shavuos, where you had a, let's say you had a guy who hired workers, or let's say in that case, he hired workers, and he has to pay the workers. So he tells the chemveni, he tells the store, the shop, the store, says, you know what, give food to the payalim, and that will be their payment, and I will pay you back the money. And everyone agrees to this, good idea. The payalim, I owe the payalim money, the payalim will go to the chemveni to collect the money, and I'll pay the chemveni. Okay, a week later, the chemveni comes to get his money. I gave payalim the $1,000. Yeah, give me $1,000. The payalim also come at the same time and say, I never got $1,000. He said, wait, I told you to go to the store. Yeah, I went to the store, he didn't give me money. He didn't give me anything. So they're both coming for $1,000 to the Baal HaBayis. What should we do now? So it says in the Gemara there that they each make a shvua and they each get $1,000. Because each one says, you know, you owe me the money, and they make a shvua, shvua sanaitlum. Ben Nana says they can't do that. Why? Because one of them for sure is lying. One of them is lying. The chemni says, I gave the payalim, so give me $1,000. And the payalim is saying, I didn't get anything, give me $1,000. So one's for sure lying. You don't make a shvua, you don't set us up with a shvua that for sure someone's lying. So Gemara, let me look at Nana. Even Nana, so I'm a ketzah elbelbom, the shvua shav. So here, our Mishnah says they both make a shvua. L'chayra, one of them is for lying. And for the Gemara, no, what are you talking about? Phil Tim Bananas, Hashem Vadik a Shua Shav. There for sure the Shua Sheker. Hacha Ikalimar, the Lek a Shua Shav, there's no Shua Sheker. Aim with the Agaba. There, maybe both of them picked up at the same time, and therefore they're saying the truth. They're both saying the truth, and therefore it's not for sure a Vadai Shua Shav. And really, the Shah wants to have mean is. You look at Taisha's Lema, he explains what the have mean is. Taisha's Lema sees like bananas. Matsina Lema, the other shop, and sees some Efsha to fire with the other like boar. Makamaka Parach, she achloik of the Shua, because Achrisha Efsha loved the Shua Shav. Maybe it's because it could come to that. Mashani, Hosam Vadaik Shua Shav, but Efsha to come to Shua Shav is not enough reason to disqualify the Shua. In any case.
They're saying that they both picked up at the same time, that how they're saying that Shalit.
So what's the kasha? So there's Shua Shav here? What's the Shua in the Mishnah? What is the Shua in the Mishnah?
That is theirs.
But you look back at the Mishnah, see what the Shua is. So there, and the Shua in the Mishnah is Shua She'in Li Baich Pachas Mechatzia. So it works out in the Shua that it could be true. It could be true. It could be not true. It could be one guy found it and he's saying a lie. So it could be, that's the Rashi Tosfos in the Hamim, we thought that something could come to Shua Shav as a problem. And if they want to know, it has to be a Vadai Shua Shav. By the case of Bananas, for sure someone's lying, and therefore it's a problem. Maybe our Mishnah is not like Sumchis. Now, what's the big deal if it's not like Sumchis? We pastors don't pass like Sumchis, but still, we want to know. Is our Mishnah like Sumchis or not? Sumchis holds that there's always, when there's a Safik, you do Chalkin, we add a Shua. Now, where is Sumchis in Rabbanan said? It's a Mishnah, Mesechus Baba Kama. There it says, Shar Shanagach is a Paro. The Paro was pregnant. And the para died, and you found on the side a Vlad dead also. Shaila was, how did that Vlad die? From the Shar Shanagach, or died before? That's the Shaila in the Gemara there. So what's the halacha? Sumcha says, Chalkin. It's really the Mishnah says Chalkin, and the Gemara says Sumcha, the Mishnah like Sumcha. Sumcha says Chalkin. Rabbanan say what? Hamoitzi mechaver avrai. You want to charge me for the baby? You got to prove to me that it was my shard that did the damage. Hamoitzi mechaver avrai. Chalik asumchus and v'chamus. What does asumchus say? It says a shvur there? No. Yachalikku. We have a suffix yachalikku. So leimu asisim leik asumchus. Leik asumchus. I'm a moment to solve a chalik. Well, sure. And our mission says he needs a shvur. So tomorrow, and it's better if it's Rabbanon. Vela my Rabbanon. Ha amri hamoitzi mechaver avrai. If your Rabbanon is any better, it says Rabbanon say hamoitzi mechaver avrai. So why here yachalikku? So I want to know, Haima, I don't understand your question. Haima, Iyam Bishlam Rabbanon, Hosam, Dloy Tavsi Tavayu, there's no one who's a Muchsik there, Om Rabbanon Mitzvah Raya. So there, the guy who has the money is the Muchsik, and there's the Mitzvah Raya. Hocha Tavayu Tavsi Pagila Bishua. Here they're both holding on to it, so you have to Pagila Bishua. Why? Because the Rabbi Chanan Vassim learns that the Gemara says, holds that when two guys are holding it, they each Muchsik Vikuloi. So now, if I want to take away half from you, I have to make a shvua because it's a mitzi. It's a shtickle of mitzi. It's not mamish, a regular mitzi raya where you get nothing because the mitzi I'm holding on to half. But on the other hand, you're a muksik on my half. So then, you need a shvua to take away your half. Rashi calls it mechusa gavaina, mashach very toughest. You're holding on to the whole thing. So you, even the half I'm holding on to, which I'm a muksik shtickle on, but you're holding on to it. So I need a shvua to get away from you. So Mishnah Rabban Hasan with Tafsi Tavai Amir Mazar Raya. Hocha Tavai Tafsi Pagal of a shvua. Eli Amrit Sumchis, Barakun Sumchis, Hashtama Hasan with Tafsi Tavai. They're both not holding on to it. Not such a big muksakim in it. Still chalkim below shvua. Haha, they're both holding on to the vow, like Koshkin, they shouldn't need a shvua. Why need a shvua? So the Gemara, I'll tell you why. Filtim v'sumchis, kiyom v'sumchis, shama v'shama. When does sumchis say that it's yachloik v'arashua when they both don't know? But by both sure, he doesn't say yachloik v'arashua. Because they're both saying, I'm sure it's mine, I'm sure it's mine. There you need a shua. But in fact, the Gemara, the Rabbah, Rav Huna, Amma sumchis fil bari bari. The sumchis said chalkim v'lo shua even by bari bari. My time, what's the reason? Why? How does it stem with our Mishnah? My Ikumem, what are you going to say? How does it stem with our Mishnah? And for the Gemara, I feel the time of Sumchis, even if our Mishnah Sumchis, Ki Omer Sumchis, when does Sumchis say that Chokim Beloy Shvua, Hecha Dika Drora Demoina? When does Drora Demoina, what does Drora Demoina mean? A lot of Pshat and Mishayim. So Rashi learns Drora Demoina means when there's Chesar Mamin. Because there's a chesaron mamon, because if this guy pays shloikadin, he's losing money. And if you make him potter on the vlad, and really he caused the vlad to die, it's also chesaron mamon. So it's a shayla of chesaron mamon. That's what chalak b'lo yeshua. Ma'ashenkin about us is a metziyo, mechamemka. There's no hefset over here. So therefore, you have a shua. That's a rashi of what dror d'mayna means. Tais learns dror d'mayna means where it's a suffix without their taina. When you see a story, Shar Shar is a para, you don't need their taina to shaft the suffix. It's an obvious suffix. Was a Vlad killed by the Shar or not? That's what Drawa D'mayna means. But by us, without their taina, I don't know a suffix. Two guys walk in and hold the awesome. Maybe they have shutfim. I don't know. It's only a suffix because of the taina. That's what Drawa D'mayna means according to Tysus. In any case, the Gemara is saying right now that if it's Drawa D'mayna, then it's no Shua. But if it's no Drawa D'mayna, then it is Shua. Freight the Gemara, that makes no sense. If you think about it, it's the opposite should be true. V'lav kavachaymu, u'ma hosom, madach there, the ikka draw the mind, there's a loss going to happen here. Lamar, someone's going to lose something. V'ikka lameymar, and also you can say, tapataf gimon with aleph, v'ikka lameymar, kulamar, v'ikka lameymar, kulamar. And plus, you can say really, this guy is, either it's he won. It's like, one of them is true. It's not possibly chalkin. One of them for sure is true. And there's a loss. And still you say, even though it could be, I'm taking the entire money from you, causing you a loss, and it's the whole money, and you're really completely right. And still you do what I know is shua. Hacha, the lack of dror d'mayna, there's no dror d'mayna, there's no chesaron mamon. And also, you can say it belongs to both of them. Like Halshkein, you shouldn't say that you do out of shua. It's mamish the opposite. Mor says, you're right. Mor says, you're right. I feel the tame of sumchis, and to be chokum of shua, here's a special reason for shua. Shua zu midrabbani kidrab yechanan. This shua is rabbanon kidrab yechanan. The omar rab yechanan, shua zu takonas chachamimi, it's a takonas chachamim, shlo yehei kol echad ve echad hoylich ve toike ve talisa shachaveira, yivam eshlihu. We want to make a shua, why? Because if not, if you always get yachloiku without a shua, it's going to come out that every guy's going to grab someone else's talis and claim it's all his and get half of it. It's a very good way to make a new business, just grabbing people's talis. And therefore we say you take a shua in order to stop this behavior. So it comes out here, that's the reason for a shua. So it comes out from learning this black Gemara, there could be three different reasons for the shua. It's not clear. The first, Rav Papa said in the beginning of Gemara, the reason why for shua is for Meir Hatta reasons. The guy's Meir Hatta, the guy's not losing so much, so, you know, it's not a big deal. That's what you make a shua, to scare him off. Another reason we had was Fidur Rabbanon. Rabbanon hold that since we're both Muchsik Bekuloi, I can't take away from Muchsik without a shua. That's reason number two. And reason number three we have here, the Philip Yisumchus, we're saying a reason that the Kohanim Chom of a shua, shouldn't be the Wild West. Everyone grabs someone else's talis and tainus half as his, therefore we make a shvuah. So it comes out there could be three different reasons for the shvuah, all the rabbanon, the reasons for the shvuah of the din of shnayim eichsim v'talis.